Nolte, 4 reports of assaults incited by CNN journalists in just 6 weeks. By John Nolte on August 26, 2019. For the better part of 5 years, Breitbart News has meticulously documented the climate of violence CNN chief Jeff Zucker has aggressively fostered at his fake news network. But over the past 6 weeks, the basement-rated outlet's violent streak has become even more aggressive as CNN journalists have been credibly accused and even caught on video engaging in violent and threatening behavior. Here's the latest rundown. CNN contributor tries to start physical fight in the White House. On July 11, CNN contributor Brian Karim covered President Trump's social media summit, a gathering of conservative media personalities who were seated in the Rose Garden for an announcement. From out of nowhere, and with no visible provocation, Karim began heckling the event, yelling about how the attendees were eager for demonic possession. From afar, Trump's former deputy assistant Sebastian Gorka shouted in reply, "And you're a journalist, right?" Karim immediately responded by challenging Gorka to a physical fight. "Hey, come on over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation," Karim said. Here's the video. Chris Cuomo repeatedly threatens violence against critic. After being called a silly name, Frito, the far-left anchor, who frequently defends political violence against Trump supporters, exploded into a violent tantrum at the guy, even as the guy tried to talk him down. From Cuomo's foul mouth came threat after threat after threat. "I'll fucking ruin your shit," Cuomo screamed. "I'll fucking throw you down these stairs like a fucking punk." "Don't call me Frito," Cuomo yelled as he leaned into the man, practically nose to nose. "Take a fucking swing. Take a fucking swing." Cuomo then invaded the man's space, forcing him to back up. "Come on, boy, you want to call me names, I'll wreck your shit, I'll fucking wreck your shit." The whole thing was caught on video. April Ryan's bodyguard credibly accused of assaulting a journalist. Just last week, a bodyguard hired by April Ryan forcibly removed a journalist covering an event she appeared at. In the first video below, you can watch as Ryan says nothing, only smiles with apparent satisfaction, as her bodyguard gets involved physically with a journalist who was doing nothing more than recording her remarks. The journalist, Charlie Kurtovel, founder and editor of New Brunswick Today, also has emails to prove he had permission to attend and cover the event. In this second video, you can see just how brutal things got with no apparent reason, other than April Ryan wanting him removed. Don Lemon credibly accused of sexual assault. The man claims Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed his genitalia, removed his hand and shoved his index and middle fingers in plaintiff's mustache and under the plaintiff's nose, and repeatedly shoved his fingers in his face and asked, "Do you like pussy or dick?" The alleged victim also has an on-the-record witness who says he was standing right there when this happened. CNN has responded to the allegation by 1. Blaming President Trump for it and 2. Smearing Lemon's accuser as a liar motivated by his hatred for CNN. CNN has yet to comment on the fact that the alleged victim has a witness. Dash. In the age of Jeff Zucker, CNN's open bloodlust against Trump and his supporters, its open encouragement and embrace of violence to meet its left-wing goals, and its own staffers' involvement in violence and alleged assaults, has become the norm. CNN has devolved into a gang of thuggish and entitled brown shirts, a dangerous organization staffed by unbalanced and hateful bullies driven to violence by their seething contempt for anyone who is not one of them. CNN and its personnel are a danger to society and, unfortunately, I fear the worst is yet to come. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.